Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Let's see. Again, we left off in the middle of the Gemara. My plan is, I think we should learn till the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Beis, towards the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis. We'll have yet a lot to discuss. And then we should skip until Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. The next few dafim between Laman and Laman Hey are very important, but it's not that important for Inyanei Chometz, not that important for Pesach, it's other Inyanim. And then we'll go from Laman Hey to the end of the Perek, and then we'll see. Maybe we'll go to Arif Sochem, and maybe we'll learn the next Perek. Elo Ivrin. Let's see. So we left off in the middle. Here the Gemara has a Brais and Choftes Amin Aleph. A person, the Chumash says, a person is nenem in a hegdish, so you have to pay b'shegeg, you have to pay karmachaymish, and bring asham the ilas. So here the Braisa has a machlokes hatana. The first Tana says, Oichol chametz shal hegdish b'moyed mol, he ate it b'shegeg, so he's chayv to pay karmachaymish, and he brings asham ilas. And there's an opinion that loy mal. So Gemara wants to know, why should it be loy mal? Why should it be chay? We had a few suggestions. So the first suggestion was Rabbi Yechanan says that man yeshamim lechem dechunya ben akone, that since oichel chometz bePesach is chayiv kares, so Rabbi Chunya ben akone ha'ayoy says yom kippurim kishabbos, just like Shabbos, a serve kedisha shal chaver b'Shabbos is a mishnah b'avikamer that you put. Apparently that's an old mishnah. All the Tanoim knew that old tradition. So Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Chun ben Akana says, not only has Sarv Kedisha Shalchaver b'Shabbos, Sarv Kedisha Shalchaver b'Yom Kippur also. Here it is, we learned there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis here, there's a difference between Chai b'Misa Shogigin and Chai b'Malkis Shogigin. Chai b'Misa Shogigin, we say, Kom Lebe D'Rabin, that's Tana de Bechizkia. Tosis points out in Sanhedrin and above Kama that not all the Tanoim agree with Tana de Bechizkia, but from the Gemara's Mashman that was the accepted opinion, that the Ruba of the Tanoim held like Tana de Bechizkia, the Kom Leib de Rabbine Misa Patas from Mammon, even if Bizman Hazeh, that nobody gets any Misa, even B'Shoigik, even there's no Hasroa. Chavi Misa Shoigikim is also Kom Leib de Rabbine. That's from Nechunya ben Akonim. What about Chavi Malkis? Malkis Patis from Mammon is a Machlokes Hatanaim. Rav Meir holds Adam Loikim Mishalim. We don't accept his opinion. We paskin that just like Misa Patis from Mammon, the Malkis also Patis from Mammon, but there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish in the beginning of Elul Nairis, where they say Chavi Malkis Shogigim is also Kamble B'Rav Minei Anat. So the accepted opinion is like Rabbi Yechanan, that's only Chavi Misa Shogigim, is Tana de Bechizkia. There's no Kam Lebi Dirabmine. So here's this Machlekes Rashi and Tosis within Rav Nechunya ben Akona. We don't paskan like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, so it's not halacha lemaisa. But within Rav Nechunya ben Akona, he says that Koris Patas from Mammon, Koris Patas from Mammon, Hayos says Yamikipurim Kishabbos, is Mamish like Shabbos, or just like Misa Patas from Mammon, even Chavi Misa Shegigim, so Rav Chunya ben Akana would say that Koris Patas from Mammon, even Chavi Krisa Shegigim, that's Tosu Shita. And Rashi seems to hold not. So Rashi holds no, that Misa Patas from Mammon, that's Tana de Bechizkia, even Bishegig. But the Koris Patas from Mammon, only like Malkus, only if he really did the Avera B'mezid, and it's going to be Chayv Kor. So that's where Rashi says he ate the Chometz B'mezid, but it was Mal Behegdish B'Shegig. If he knows that it's Hegdish, then there's no din of Me'ila. You're not Chayv Chaimish, you're Chayv Karen, because he stole the money from Hegdish. But you wouldn't be Chayv Chaimish, and you wouldn't be Chayv to bring Hashem Me'ilas. So we're talking that he didn't realize that it was Hegdish, but he did realize that it's Chometz B'Pesach. That's how Rashi says. It's Mezid on the Chorus and Shegig on the Hegdish. Because Rashi holds that even within Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that Koris Patas from Mammon, Koris Patas from Mammon, like Malkus Patas from Mammon, only there actually is the Koris. Okay, that was the first suggestion. Man Yeshayim, why is there one Tana who says, Loi Moal, it's Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So Tosis explained, what do you mean? Come like the rabbin ate patas from the chi of carbon? They prove in the Gemara and Shabbos daf tzadik dalad the come like the rabbin ate does not pata from a chi of, from the chi of carbon. The chi of carbon is for the purpose of kapar. So how can it be over here that it patas? Tosis says no. The come like the rabbin ate patas from the kerem chaimish. Patas from the kerem chaimish. And whenever there's no kerem chaimish, then there's no asham ilus. That's the last line of Tosis. But Tosis says that Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg is Kapara. And just like Kom Lebi, the Rabbanei doesn't pata from a chi of carbon and doesn't pata from a chi of Kerem V'Chaymish by Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg. So Tosis says, yeah, that Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg, that chi of Kerem V'Chaymish is for the purpose of Kapara. But Moel Behegdash that you pay Kerem V'Chaymish, that's not Kapara. That's a plain Chiyabam. Yeah, so that's a little bit questionable. That's what the Rash Mishan Sam Mishnah is Trumas. It's not happy with what Tosis says. Tosis claims that the Zah Shochal Truma B'Shegeg, the Kerem V'Chaymish is Kapara. How'd they get that idea it's Kapara? Because the Mishnah says you can't be Moichel. And whenever there's a Chiyabam and a Knas, you can be Moichel. So Tosis came up with this idea that there are three types of chiyuv mamon. There's keren, there's mamon, there's knas, and there's kapara. And kapara is different, and they gave a whole list of nafkaminas ledina. Some of them are based on beferish gemaras, and others are not so beferish in the gemara. So Tosis came up with this, Tosis forced this whole shot, that keren v'chaimish by zav shachal truma b'shegeg is kapara. And there you would not say kam levi derabmenei, but hanenem en ahegdash you pay keren v'chaimish, that's not kapara. That's just a chi of tashlumin, and that can be canceled with kam levi the rabbi. That's the first pshat, Rabbi Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef has a different pshat, not based on kam levi the rabbi. Shaila is kamahush, how do you estimate also, you only bring a korban asham me'ilos if you pay karam v'chaymish. You only pay karam v'chaymish if the thing is has a shavius, if the hegdish has a Shabbos. How do you establish Shabbos? So that's what the Nesivis has in several of his Svarim. Kama hushava limka bashuk. How much can you get if you sell it in the marketplace? If it has sentimental value, that doesn't count. It means how much can you get? So that's the Shaila here. How much can you get? But the different seasons of the year, you get different amounts of money. So the answer is there's a Mishnah in Erechin. Ein lehegdash ela makom v'shaita. When you estimate how much something it's worth, it's today. So when is today? When the fellow was moel behegdish, he ate it on Chol HaMoed. That's what it says. Ha'echol chametz shel hegdish b'moed. He ate it on Yontif. On Yontif Chol HaMoed b'moed. So the shaila is, who's going to buy it? Who's going to buy it on Pesach? So a Jew is going to buy it on Pesach. It's also b'achila, it's also b'ano. Whatever is also b'ano has no shavius. So it has no Shabbos, but we assume that you can sell it. We assume that the Tosfos assumes that on the base, Poshup Shat and the Gemara, this whole Gemara, that you can sell it to a Goy. Also, the Gizba Shal Hegdish doesn't necessarily have to sell it to a Jew. He can sell it to a Goy. The only question is it permissible? If you hold the Tosa Lachila Leklovim, who are the name? It's Tosa Lachila Lenochri. So what are you going to do? You're going to sell it to the Gizba Shal Hegdash is going to, how do you assess how much it's worth? How much would it have been worth if the Gizba Shal Hegdash would have wanted to sell it, auction it off to the highest bidder on Chol HaMoed Pesach, he would sell it, he would have sold it to a Goy. And the Goy is prepared to give money. As far as the Goy is concerned, it's not also Bahano. So it has Shabbos. But if you hold in Purim Sarkochim L'Achilun L'Klovim, so not only L'Klovim L'Akum also. It's not the same degree of a bizayin, but the whole idea, why is empoidim sakach machilin leklovim? Because the pasuk says tizbach ve'achalta basar. So that's what we said from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that you need a shchita shal hegdish. The sharp psula, if it happens to be a, here it's not talking about a sharp psula hamgadosh, and we're talking about something that never had a kedush aguf Lamizbeach in the first place, and only had, it's chum, it's a loaf of bread. So it only had a Kedusha's dam, it didn't have. So Tosis says the real din of Ein Poidim is al Kach Machil Leklovim is by Kachim Mizbeach, Shehumim Uvin Iftu. That's what the pasuk says. Tizbach ve'echalta basar. And we have the three drushes. Tizbach ve'lagiza ve'echalta ve'lo l'klavecha and basar ve'lo'echalof. And here we're talking about someone donated a loaf of bread, either lebedek abayis or ledmei kedushas damim la'mizbeach, that the auction off to the highest bidder, and the money should go towards purchasing a carbon. So here Taisa says, if you're gonna say ein parim sakachim, this is only midrabbanan. This is not menater. But what is the din menater by kachem mizbeach shuhumu moving ivdu? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the shechita. Shchitas kachim is different from shchitas chulin. The Gemara said that shchitas kachim misasig is puzzle be shchitas kachim. Be chulin we paskin shchita in etzvicha kavana. You don't have to have kavanas chatiches imanim at all. And in kachim you have to have kavana lishchot. You have to. He has to know that. He has to know that this is a carbon. He has to realize that he's shechting it. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that even pshur psul hamgadoshim shehumu moven ivdu. And then you shecht it, that needs a shchitas kachim. And the shchitas kachim, that's when we had the ragat shava, raised the possibility that maybe it's mutter to shecht it in the azara. Chulam b'azara is an isa lishchot. And if you did shecht it, it's an isa to eat it. Chulam b'azara, shayla, whether it's an isa deraisa, isa derabanan. So the ragat shava suggested, someone asked them, and one of the correspondents that they printed, so he raised the possibility, maybe it's mutter to shecht the psule hamikdashim in the azar, because the shchita is a shchitas kachim. So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik thought. The shchitas kachim is materid b'achila, so it's only mater b'achila, the basar for Yisrael. It's not mater giza, it's not mater cholov, and it's not mater leklovech, it's not mater the nochrim. It's only mater what shchita is mater for klovim and for nochrim. You don't need shchita. So that's why this. That's why the Gemara says. In Purim is Hakach Machilin leklovim is lav dafka leklovim laakum also. Tosha says there's room to argue the point and say that since it's only midrab when you have a real sharpson of gedoshim shehuma moving ivdu and you have the pasuk tizbach ve'achalta basar, then take it's the same. In Purim is Hakach Machilin leklovim laachilin laakum. But here we're not talking about kedusha guf lamizbech. We're talking about kedushas damim. Somebody donated a loaf of bread, a chomizdik, a loaf of bread before Pesach. And the gizba put it in the freezer in order to auction it off to the highest bidder after Pesach is over. So the gizba could have auctioned it off on Pesach, could have sold it to a guy. So here, if you hold them kodim, so kachim lachilin leklovim, so then there's room to say that only leklovim. Maybe la'akum, it would be mutter if akum is going to eat it. So that's what Tosh says on Amid Beis. So let the gizbar auction it off to the highest bidder. This bid will only be on Pesach. He'll only sell it to a nochri. And we'll insist that the nochri should be paid them in a hegde, shall buy it, and then he'll eat it. The gizbar will watch. We'll sell him. We'll tell him he can only, we'll tell the nochrim, can only bid and buy the chametz if you plan to eat it yourself. L'achal leklovim we won't allow, but if you'll eat it yourself, we will allow it. On the assumption that you're dealing over here with kedusha damim, not kedusha guf lamizbech. It's a loaf of bread. I never had a kedusha guf lamizbech. Only had a kedusha damim, either leberek abayis or lamizbech, whichever. So why, that's what Tosh says on Amvei, so why can't you auction off to the highest bidder on Nochri? And we'll insist he has to eat it in front of us. And Tosh says, we're afraid by mistake, and they turn out that the Nochri will not eat it in front of us. Nochri will feed it to his dog. And then we did wrong by letting him be paid in the first place. Okay, so that's what this opinion in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, the first version of Rabbi Yosef says, Machlekes, where the mol or lo mol is, whether the Hegdish has any Shabbos. The Gizba can't auction it off to a Jew because it's Asabano, has no Shabbos. Whatever is Asabano has no Shabbos. But you can auction it off to a guy. But that's the question. Maybe the din ain't putting sakosh machilin leklov. So maybe you can auction it off to the guy. So if there's no Shabbos and there's no Karen B'chaimish to pay some, maybe there's no Asham Mila. So that's the Shaila. But not a Shaila. Maybe there's no Karen B'chaimish to pay because Kamala B'dirabmine. That's Rabbi Yechanan said. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, there's no Karen B'chaimish to pay because it has no Shabbos because it's also B'hamno and the Jew won't buy it. It's not Shabbat Pruta. It has no Shabbos at all. It's worth less than the Shabbat Pruta. It has no Shabbos at all. And then we can't trust the guy because the guy may feed it to his dogs. Then the Gemara said there's another version of a second version of what Rabbi Yosef said. The question is, so this expression appears in the Gemara in so many different places, and a lot of places has a different meaning. So here the meaning is not the regular meaning. Dovah gram l'mamik ha'mamid dami means there is, normally there's a din, ein l'hegdash ha'lemekom ha'v'shaitai. If someone is mazik, my property, someone tore my jacket, so you have to pay how much is the jacket worth here in New York today, the day that he tore the jacket. A torn jacket may be worth a fortune if you sell it in Zimbabwe, or if you sell it in other places in Africa, whatever. Maybe over there, torn clothing is worth more money. But he didn't rip it in Zimbabwe. He ripped the jacket over here in New York. And he ripped it today. He didn't rip it in the middle of the summer. He ripped it in the middle of the winter. So how much would it sell for today? So that's the Shiloh over here. Maybe my Me'ila Behegdish, maybe we consider, even though today I'm Pesach, no one's going to buy it because the Jews can't buy it. It has no Shabbos at all. So there's no Keren B'chaimish. And the Goyim can't buy because we're not allowed to sell to the Goyim. We're afraid they're going to feed it to the dogs. So that's the Shaila. Maybe the Gzeres HaKosev that you have to pay Keren V'chaimesh, maybe included in that Gzeres HaKosev is, even though now it doesn't have any Shabbos, normally the din should be, En L'Hegdash Ala Mekom V'Shaitai, you only pay how much it's worth today, a person is Mazik, someone else, and so on. Maybe over here, included in the din of Keren V'chaimesh is that if in the future, if the Gizbar plans to keep it in the freezer till after Pesach, and then to auction it off to the highest bidder. So then you consider that in order to how much can the Gizbar, how much money can the Gizbar make on it? The wait till after Pesach, and then it'll get the full value because it'll be mutabah no. Chomish over all of our Pesach, we pass on the Kabshimin. Chomish over our Pesach is only asabah no as a penalty if somebody violated by Yerub by Motze. Mechemtze shalach and mechemtze shal gavoya. There's no penalty. So after Pesach, it'll be mutter, and the Gizba will be able to make money. But that's what it means. Included in the Chiddush Din that a Moel Behegdish has to pay Karen B'chaimish is that you pay the Karen based on how much can the Gizba make on the deal. He can wait till after Pesach and make money. You don't say Mekayim V'Shait. Doesn't depend on that. And then the Gemara suggested another Machlekes. The Gemara has another suggestion. Ravacha by Yankiv Mamon. The Kuli Am Dabar Gam Mamon Kim Mamon Dami. Vahacha be Pluk to the Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon Kamer Fligi. The Shaila is: will it be worth anything after Pesach? Will it be worth anything? If you all like Rabbi Yudah, the Chomech of Alach Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, so it doesn't matter whether you violated by Yerah by Motze or not. But if you all like Rabbi Shimon, so Chomech of Alach Pesach is only Asa Midrabanan. A knas, so it's only if somebody violated Bal Yeruah, but over here it belongs to Hegdash, there's no violation of Bal Yeruah, so that'll depend on the Machlekes Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon. Chemtze shal Akum, Chemtze shal Hegdash. What's another case where there would be a Machlekes Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon? That's the next Gemara. We didn't start it yet. You take a look around 10 lines down on Lamed Amud Aleph. There's a Machlekes. Let's say I have earthenware pots. All the pots that we have usually are stainless steel. But in the days of the Gemara, it was very common, till recently, it was very common that people had clay cheres, earthenware keli. So an earthenware kli, he can't do hagolim. So let's say they have all of the chametz dikah pots and pans. They sometimes cook spaghetti in the pots. So all the pots are chametz dikah, and you can't do hagolim. So is there a dinah bal yirah by matzah on the chametz dikah bliya in the kli? So the Pashta, so the Chazanish explains Poshib Shad in his Gemara. Rashi never says it explicitly. Rashi agrees with the Chazanish. That's Poshib Shad, but the Chazanish says it even sharper than Rashi. The Chazanish writes like this. There's a Pasuk in Chumash of Miriko Shtifa. The Chumash says, Achatas can be eaten yom v'layla, min haTorah all night long until alos haShachar, and the Rabbanon up until Chatzos, Yom Laila at Chatzos. Okay, so the Pasuk implies that if you leave over the Bisar HaChatas till tomorrow morning, until Alos HaShachar, it'll be nifsal belina, and it becomes nicer. Not only if you leave over a piece of chatas, let's say I cook the chatas in a kli today, and I eat all the chatas, the kohanim, I get the kohanim to eat all the chatas in the azorah, kochim kochim anechal to zichri kohuna in the azorah, yom v'laylo at chatzos, and by chatzos you wash out the pot, everything is finished eating, the kohanim finished eating anything, and the pot is spick and span. So the pasuk implies that when it comes alos hashachar tomorrow morning, the pot becomes treif. Why? Because it has a bliyah from yesterday's chatos, and the chatos only nechal yom v'layla minatara all night long. The rabbanon after chatzos it's already osa. But let's say on the level of the rice, and when it comes tomorrow morning, the bliyah turns into noisa. So the Torah says that such a thing is possible. An isa can be chal on a bliya in a pot. The bliya in the pot is a korban chatos. So when it comes the morning, the bliya in the pot becomes nipsa belina, turns into noisa. So the Torah says you have to kasha the pot. Umorak v'shutav b'moim. What does it mean? Mariko shtifa? So the Gemara says in Zvachim, and that after Tesis is quoting the tzaddiks. So the Gemara says there that Mariko shtifa means you do hagola bechamin, and then you rinse it off with cold water afterwards. Tosis on the last daf in Maseches Avodah, the last Amud Aleph, the Masechta ends on Amud Beis. So Tosis on the last Amud Aleph in Maseches Avodah asks a question. This was the minig of the Bali Atosis when they would do hagola on a tray for pata, when you do hagola before Pesach, after they would put the forks and the knives and the pot, whatever, into burning hot water, and they held it there for a couple of seconds, and they did the hagala, so the whole tray for bliya, the whole chamzdik bliya goes into the water. So then the meaning of the balei tosis was that they would rinse it off with cold water afterwards. So tosis says, where does that come from? There's no such din. The hagala is finished without the cold water. So tosis says they can't understand where the meaning comes from. So they think it's probably to make a zecher to Mariko Shtifa. We used to have a real dim as Mansha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, that if you cook the chatos in the Kli Nechoshes, Umorak Vushuta Bamaim, you can do Hagola on Kli Nechoshes, Metal Kalim, Hagola will succeed in removing the whole bliyah. However, if you cook the Korban Chatos and the Kli Cheres, so then HaTorah Hi'idah, the Gemara has an expression on Laman Amid Beis, HaTorah Hi'idah al Klicheres Shena Yotze Midei Dofio Liyolam. Dofi means the psul. The bliya can't come out. It's impossible to get out the bliya from the pot. That's the Loshen Gemara. HaTorah Hi'idah al Klicheres Shena Yotze Midei Dofio Liyolam. That's, if you look in the Gemara on Laman Amid Beis, they have the tiny letter Gimel in parentheses from the Bach in the text of the Gemara. So on that line, right after the next word, after the Gimel in parentheses, Gemara has that expression, HaTar Hida Klicheres, the Chumash says in Parshas Tzav, Sheini Yotzim Idei Dofi Oliyolim, the Dofi, the Psul, we will not succeed in getting the whole Bliat. You may get part of the Bliat, but you can't assume, normally when you do Hagola on a Kli Mateches, we assume that the entire bliya will come out. But if it's a klicheres, we assume the bliya, some of the bliya may come out and some of the bliya may remain behind. So the Torah says that if you cooked a chatos and a klicheres, hagola is not going to help. If you cook the chatos and a klinechoshes, then you do mariko shtifa. You do hagola, then you rinse it off with cold water. If you cook treifas in a pot, not kochim, and then you want to kasher it. So Tosis says there's a minig. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch from the days of the Baal HaTos. Minig is, you rinse it off the cold water after you did the Hagola, Zeicha L'Mariko Shtifa. If you would have cooked the Chatos and a Kli Cheres, then Hator HaYidosh, that Hagola doesn't help. So then you have to smash the Kli Cheres. Why? What's the problem? Because even though the Kohen finished eating the whole Korban Chatos by Chatzos, by midnight, and you washed out the whole pot that's spick and span, but there's a bliya, there's a bliya of the chatas in the pot. So when it comes the morning, when it comes alos hashachar min haTorah, when it comes alos hashachar, the bliya in the pot of the korban chatas turns into noisa. anisa can be chal on a bli on a pot. So that's what the Gemara assumes over here. If the din is like Reb Shimon, the chometz shavar la pesach is only a penalty with the rabbanon, because the person violated bal yira by matzei. So the premise of the Gemara is that there's no bal yira on bli askelim. When the rabbi does us a favor and he sells a chometz to the goyim, he doesn't sell the blias in the pot. That's a new shtick that people do now. It's against this Gemara. Gemara beferish, there's no bal yira by matzei and blias in the pot. Some balabustas are not such great balabustas. So when they cook spaghetti in a pot, so the spaghetti stuck on the inside of the pot. So then if it's still roi lachilo, so then there'll be adisa bal yira by matzah on the noodles that are stuck onto the pot. But a normal woman doesn't leave spaghetti on the pot. She's going to have the pot, is going to be spick and span. Otherwise, you're going to get cockroaches all over your apartment. So you have to wash out the pot. You don't have any bian. So you just have bolua in the doifan akli. So that's clear in the Gemara. If you hold like Reb Shimon, the chomet she'orval of a Pesach is only a penalty for having violated by Rabbi Motzei. So just like chomet shel akum, chomet shel acherim shel gar acherim means a goy and gavoya. There's no bal yira, so there's no chomet shel Pesach. So the same thing, if you only have a bliya and a pat, it won't become chomet shel Pesach. So you don't have to. We don't throw out our chomet dikat pots. We put them away in the cabin and we don't sell them to the goy. If you're going to sell the pots to the goy, then you have to do tefilas kelim after the rabbi buys it back from the goy. Kelim. Clay suda that you bought from a guy, you need tefilas kelim. So you don't sell a chometz. But if the din would have been like Reb Yehuda, that chometz shavu pesach is an isa deraisa, even if you didn't buy lay by Rabbi Matzah, see the chometz shalakam, chometz shal hegdish, also when it comes pesach, it becomes chometz, and the isa chometz remains, and even after pesach, it's going to still remain. Chometz shavu pesach is an isa deraisa. So then it'll even, the isa chometz will be chal on a bli and a kli. How do they know you can have an Issa Chal on a Bliya? You see from the Parsha Mariko Shtifa that if it's a Kli Nechoshes, you need Mariko Shtifa. And if it's a Kli Cheres, you shover because what's the problem? Because the Bliya of Chatas and the Kli will turn into Nicer when it comes Menateril, when it comes Alos HaShach in the morning. So that's the third case. There are three cases where there's no Bal Yira by Matzei, but the Chometz is there. One is if it belongs to Hegdish, one if it belongs to Akum, and one if it's a Bliya and a Kli. So there's no Bal Yira and a Bliya and a Kli. And that's what the Gemara said. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. Rab holds Halacha Reb Yehuda. The Chomet Shavu La Pesach is an Issa Deraisa. So it's Chal even on a Bliya and a Kli. And Shmuel holds the way we pass on Halacha. Shmuel holds like Rav, that Chomet Shavu La Pesach, like Reb Shimon. It's only a penalty with the Rabbana. It's only if someone violated the Issa Bal Yira. But just like Chomet Shel Akum, Chomet Shel Hegdish, there's no Bal Yira, so there's no Chomet Shel Pesach. So the same thing, the Bli and the Kli, there's no one violates Bal Yira by Matzah and Bli Askelim. So you don't have to throw out all the pots. So the Gemara has, that was a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel. Rab held Halachic Reb Yehuda, so he says, all the religious Jews, when it comes Pesach and they have Kli Cheres, Kederis means a Kederis al Cheres. You have Kalim of Cheres that have a Bli of Chometz in them. You have to throw them all out. You have to smash them all. Yishavru. You have to smash them and throw them all out in the garbage because the Issa Chometz is going to be Chal on the Bli. The last time I cooked some Chometz in the pot was 24 hours before Chatzos on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So why don't you say that it's nice and tabli of chametz in the pot is nice and tam levgam. So maybe nice and tam levgam means that it's nivgam legamre, it's nivsam achilas akelev. Maybe there shouldn't be any din about yirah by motzei. So Rashi points out, Rav happens to hold that nice and tam levgam is asa. Okay. Rav holds nice and tam levgam is asa. Tosfos Omar Rav, Tosfos writes that there are two opinions in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Gemara is not sure what Rav holds. But Rashi learns over here that the din is not like Rav. Rashi explains, din is not, Leisilchus HaKabasim Mitrei Taimi. Rashi writes on Lamed Amud Aleph, Rashi Dima Mascha Omar Rav, Kederes Pesach Yishavu. He says, we don't pass like Rav for two reasons. One reason is that Chomet Shalva Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabban of somebody violated by Yerubai Matzah. There is no Bal Yerubai and Bli Eskelem. And then number two, Rav holds obviously Nosen Tam Lagam is Aser, and we hold Nosen Tam Lagam is Mutter. So that's what Tosa said. That's a suffix in the Gemara. On the end of Avodah Zarah, what was Rav's opinion? Well, Rashi learns over here that Rav holds that the Nosen Tam Lagam in Kol HaTorah Kula, Nosen Tam Lagam in Kol HaTorah Kula is Aser. Yeah. Then the Gemara has an interesting story on the Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Rav warned Shmuel. Om Shmuel Hano de Mizabni Kandi. Shmuel holds a din is like Reb Shimon. The Chomish of Pesach is only a penalty mid the Rabbanan, and if nobody violated by Rabbi Masa, there is no penalty. So the practice was, the Gemara says, it was Asri de Rav. Shmuel happened to be, Rav and Shmuel lived in the two different cities. They came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and each one established a yeshiva in a different city. And on occasion, Rav would visit by Shmuel, Shmuel would visit like by Rav. So Shmuel was visiting in Rav's town once for Pesach, and he saw that the merchants who were selling the earthenware pots were charging a fortune of money after Pesach, because everybody was throwing out all the old pots, because you can't do Hagolah and Klicheres, and they all became treif because of Chomet Shavala Pesach, like Rabbi Yudah, because Rav held Halachic Rabbi Yudah. Chomet Shavala Pesach is not Bitoris penalty for having violated by Rabbi Matz. It's a din. Chomet Shavala Pesach is a din derais. So Shmuel happened to be in town, and Shmuel held Halachic Rabbi Shimon, that it's Chomet Shavala Pesach is only aser if somebody violated by Rabbi Matz. Here nobody's violating anything. So Shmuel warned Lano de Mizabni Kandi, those who sell Kli Cheres, he warned them, Ashvu Zvine Akandaichu, you better charge a normal price, you better not overcharge. Ve'ilo, and if you're not going to listen to me, you're going to charge an outrageous price. The Rishna Lechuk Reb Shimon, I will let the public know that the din is like Reb Shimon. The Chomet Shalva Pesach is only a penalty if he violated Bal Yerah by Matzeh, and there is no Bal Yerah Bli Askelu. So the Gemara asks, so why didn't he say, what is he threatening the merchants? He should have publicized the din that the Balabatim don't have to throw out the Chomets de Kekelim. The Shmuel Kereb Shimon Svirle, Shmuel holds Halacha Kereb Shimon. The Chomets Shalom Al Pesach is only Osir because of a penalty if somebody violated by Matzah. So if nobody violated by Matzah, he said there's no need to throw out all the pots in the first place. So why didn't Shmuel tell him the secret? So Gemara answers, Asre de Rav Havi, Shmuel was visiting in Rav city. So and Rav holds halachic Reb Yudah, the Chomet Shavuot Pesach is an Issa deraisa. So it applies even if nobody violated by Matzah. But since Rav is the Morda Asre, so all the Balabatim are mechuyif to follow their rabbi's psak. But Shmuel is warning the merchants, you better not overcharge on the pots. If you overcharge, I'm going to publicize the fact that I don't agree with the local Orthodox rabbi. I disagree with Rav. And I hold there's no need to throw out the pots and the pans. Now, the Balabatim are supposed to follow the psak of Rav. They're not supposed to listen to Shmuel. But a lot of them will listen to Shmuel when it comes to losing money. If the Balabatim will know that there's a prominent rabbi by the name of Shmuel, even though Rav had smicha and Shmuel didn't have smicha, but still Shmuel was a prominent rabbi. People can search now on the internet, so they always find that someone is matter something, so they always like the kula. They'll follow the kula. So that's what the Gemara says. It was Asre de Rav, it was the city where Rav is Marda Asre, and the Balabatim are really supposed to follow Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yudah, Chomet Shalva Pesach is a din deraisa. Even though there's no Bayuran, the Blias Kalim, still all the Kalim become treif, and you can't do Hagolah because Klicheres Hagolah doesn't help. But Shmuel is warning them, you better not overcharge, because then I'm going to leak out the secret that not everybody agrees with the local rabbi, with Rav. I disagree with Rav, and I hold that they don't have to throw their pots at all. And even though the Balabatim are supposed to follow Rav, but some of them will listen. Some of them will be mezalzel, and they'll listen to me, and they won't throw out the pot. So you're going to lose more than you're going to gain. So that's what the Gemara says. There's such a Mishnah increases also. A woman who has a baby is, my wife had nine babies. when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, my wife will, if we should live so long, to be Zoicha, so my wife will have to bring 9 sets of korban. Every time you have a baby, you have to bring a set of korbanos. Your lettuce has to bring a set of korbanos. So what if, let's say, a woman has to bring 9 sets of korbanos? So it's going to cost her a lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of money. So there were merchants in Yerushalayim who would sell oifos for a yoledes is a, it brings a oil of a yored. If she can't afford it, she brings a less expensive carbon yoledes. If you can afford it, you bring a more expensive. And if you can't afford it, bring less expensive. So the Mishnah has there in Krisis that the merchants who were selling oifos for the korban hayoledes were charging outrageous prices. So one of the Tanoim...
Rabbi Gamliel?
I think it was Rabbi Gamliel. So one of the Tanoim announced falsely, I'll be pashtus, that the din is that if a woman had multiple births, she had 9 sets of babies, there's no need to bring 9 sets of kabbanas. She brings 1 set of kabbanas, that's good enough. So that's al pi pashta shaloi kedin. So why did he say that? So the din is, the Gemara says, yesh kech v'achachamim lakadov ben atorah b'shei v'altase. Like the chachamim prohibited blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Or the Chachamim prohibited putting on tzitzis and the begad shel pishtan. The Gemara in Yevamos and the Afsadik on the base has a whole list of cases. Yeshkech biyad Chachamim lakadov ben atorah b'shei b'al tase. So here also the Chachamim had a strong reason that they said even though min atorah she's mukhiv to bring 9 sets of karbanas, they paskin the midrabanan she only has to bring 1 set of karbanas. Yes, Yeshkach b'yad Chacham lakadov ben atorah b'shei b'al tase. What? Yeah, but usually Yeshkach b'yad Chachamim, because we're afraid gzeira derabba. You're afraid if you'll tell the people they have to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, shemi avirena dalaram. Someone will be mechal Shabbos. So chilul Shabbos is terrible. So it was worth it. The Chacham felt that it's worth it. They should be mevatel everybody. No one should fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, because we're afraid someone's going to be mechal Shabbos. Shemi avirena. And so if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the first day Sukkot also going to fall on Shabbos, and they're going to say no one should shake the lulav on the first day Sukkot. In other words, to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa of netilas lulav nital b'medina yamecha, all over the world you shake the lulav l'kach nelchem b'yam arishon. Only a migdosh lulav nital kol shiva, but outside the base amigdosh, you only shake a lulav on the first day yontif. So the chachamim felt because of the chashash of Chilul Shabbos, it's kedai, we should do away with the whole tekiyah shofar. What's over here? What's the chashash over here? Also the chashash is that the merchants who are selling the birds are charging way too much. They know that the women just had a baby, they traveled to Yerushalayim in order to bring the karbonis. So they're going to charge, and they don't want to stay too long in Yerushalayim. They want to go back home to be with their husbands. They have their children at home. So they don't have time to go search where can they get the birds for less expensive. So they were holding up the public. So that was also a sufficient cause. That's what the Shita Mukubetza says. And that's a Mishnah in Krisis that's quoted in Mishnah in Krisis is quoted in the end of Bava Basra. So the Shita Mekubetzes on Bava Basra gives that pshat that Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakadoy Men HaTorah B'Shei B'Al Taseh. Usually it's because they're afraid someone's going to violate an Avera. Shemi Avirena Dal Ramas. Or if you'll say that a Beged Shal Pishtan is Chayv and Tzitzis like it is on the level of their Isa, then the people may put in Tcheles, and the Tcheles string has to be Tzemer, and they may fall in with Pasala Tcheles. There were fakers in the days of the Tanoim who were selling imitation trailers. They were selling kloilon. So if it's not authentic trailers, then you have shat and shalom and makam mitzvah. The beggar is pishtan, and the chutim had trailers. What they thought was trailers has to be tzemer tzavua with this color that comes from the halozen. So if it's kloilon, if it's from a vegetable, if it's indigo, that's from a vegetable. then you're not yet to the mitzvah tchela. So it wasn't really necessary to have the shatnas. So shatnas shaloba makam mitzvah. So to prevent people from violating an avera, so they made a gzera that clay pishton pata from tzitzis. Yeah, but over here they made the gzera because the merchants are holding up the public. So that's enough of a cause. That's enough of a reason to make a gzera. Like over here, Rav is threatening the merchants if they're going to charge too much for selling the brand new clay cheres after Pesach, because all the Orthodox Jews in the city follow Rav. Rav is the mordah, so they all follow Rav. And Rav holds chametz shavuot Pesach as a din derais, and so tzchaliv, nobody violated anything. There's no bayiran, bli askelim. Nonetheless, all the chametz zikapats become treif, and you can't do hagolas, and have to throw them out. So Shmuel warned them they better charge a reasonable price for the new brand new pots. If they charge too much, he's going to leak out the secret that he doesn't agree with Rav, and the people don't have to buy any new pots. So the merchants are selling the pots will lose more than they're going to gain. So they shouldn't charge an outrageous price. So just like over here, that's not really right. That the Balabatam are supposed to follow Rav. He's the Mordasra. You will always mukhif to follow your Rebbe Muvik. And Mordasra in the city has the status of Rabbi Muvik of all the people in that city. But nonetheless, Shmuel knew that Phil announced that he disagrees with Rav. A lot of people will not follow Rav. So just like over here, there was sufficient reason for Shmuel to threaten the merchants who were selling the brand new pot. So that's how the Shittim Kobetzin learns Pshat in that Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel announced in public that if a woman has more than one birth, you're not obligated to bring that number, nine sets of korbanos, even though the din is not true. Why did he say that? Yeshkech v'achacham laka dov menator b'shevi al tase. If it's litzorach, and here the tzorach is a monetary tzorach, they shouldn't hold up the public, they shouldn't overcharge the public. Okay. See, the conservatives quote this Gemara and they quote that Mishnah increases. They see that the rabbis have a right to change the dinah for monetary considerations. If it's going to be too expensive, so you can change the dinim. So the Rishonim explained, they're not changing. The Gemara explains it, not changing the din. He disagrees with Rav. They're supposed to follow Rav because he's more the Asra. So he's the Rabbi Muvik. They're supposed to follow Rav. Shmuel holds halacha kereb Shimon. That chometz or pesach is only the Rabbanus. It's only someone violated by Rabbi Matze. So the Fishi Tasa, he's not changing any din. He's just warning the merchants, if they're going to hold up the public for too much money, he's going to let the public know that he doesn't agree with Rav, and many of the people will not follow Rav. When it comes to saving money, if we'll find out that there's a prominent rabbi who says, I don't have to spend the money, he's like, well, I won't spend the money. It's Shaloi Kedin, but still, that's what happened over here. But the rabbis didn't change the dinim. You don't change the dinim because of monetary considerations. You have sometimes yeshkach laka b'shevi al tase, not b'kumbi asay. The Bavli comes to the conclusion that yeshkach b'yad chacham laka damanator b'shevi al tase, but not b'kumbi asay. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yes.
If it was inappropriate for the Baal Batim to follow Shmuel, so was he putting a stumbling block before
the evil, I see. Yeah, okay. But he's threatening the merchants. It's probably going to work. His threat is probably going to work. He's probably not allowed to do that. Probably not allowed to publicize what his sheet is, because he knows that some of the people will listen to him. Yeah, strictly speaking, the Gemara says in the first parak in Abu Dizar, you only violate if it's kimat vadai, that the fellow is going to violate Yaver. If it's not the vadai, it's a suffik. Usually you say suffik deraisa l'chumre, but you don't say suffik deraisa l'chumre by lifne ivel isite michshol. Let's say a nazir comes in, someone with long, long hair, looks like a nazir, comes into the liquor shop and he wants to buy a bottle of kosher wine. He doesn't say he wants to drink the wine. So we assume he's buying the wine for somebody. He's a religious person. He's observing all the dinim of Naziris. So you're allowed to sell him wine. You don't have to be afraid he's going to drink the wine. Unless he tells you he's going to have a party and he wants to have a drink of wine and he's still a Nazir. So then it's Lifnei Belisita Mirsha. But whenever it's a Safek, whenever it's not a Vadai, then there is no Lifnei Iver. So here, Shmuel was threatening the merchants that they better not overcharge. Yeah. So let's go back again. Where are we up to? So Abacha Bayankiv, Abacha Bayankiv said, he's trying to explain. Abacha Bayankiv is what, the sixth or seventh line, seven lines from the top on Chav Tesson days. He's explaining, why is there an opinion that Loi Moal? Why should there be a sheet of the Loi Moal? So he says, because the Gizba Shal Hegdash, he can't sell it to a guy and put himself Kachmachin in the club. He can't sell it to a Jew on Pesach at Zosavah. No, so it has no Shabbos at all. So there's no Kerem Chaimish. And if you're going to save it to left at Pesach and then sell it, that's not going to help. Chomet Shal about Pesach is an Issa Deraisa. So even though the Hegdash didn't violate anything, Hegdash and Akum, that's our practice. After Pesach is over, we go with by Chomet from the Goyim. Because we pass on like Reb Shimon, the Chomet Shal about Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon if the owner of the Chomet is violated by Yerod, by Yimotze. Yeah. That's how we pass on like Rav and like Reb Shimon. Chomet Shal about Pesach is a penalty with the Rabbanon only if somebody violated by Yerod, by Yimotze. When is that penalty Chal? That's an interesting tshuva in the Nodi Behuda. That's a big discussion in Achrayim about that. When is the penalty Chal? So I would have thought the first night of Pesach, when it comes the first minute into Leil Pesach, the person violates Bali Rabbi Matzeh. Some Rishonim sound like the whole Bali Rabbi Matzeh takes effect on Erev Pesach in the afternoon at Chatzos. And others disagree that it can't be. The Ravid understood the Ramam like that. The Ravid understood, either understood or misunderstood, whatever. The Ravid read the simple reading of the Rambam that starting from Chatzos or Pesach in the afternoon, you violate Bal Yerod Bal Yimotze. And the Ravid was not happy. The Ravid said, he doesn't think that there's Bal Yerod Bal Yimotze till at nighttime. So let's say Bal Yerod Bal Yimotze at night. So I would have thought that the Reb Shimon holds that there's a penalty. Chomet Shal or Pesach is a penalty. That's when the penalty is. And the Nadi Behuda as an interesting suggestion, he assumes that David Pashut, Chomets B'Pesach is also B'Hanoam in HaTorah, all the 7 days of Pesach. So what are they going to declare? The Chomets Sh'Ovah all about Pesach. I thought the first minute of Leil Pesach, the Chomets is owned by a Jew, so we penalize him. So we say it's also B'Hanoam. So the Nadi Behuda says, what do you mean? It's also B'Hanoam in HaTorah. All the 7 days of Pesach. So you don't need the Gzera de Rabbanan to Aser on Pesach. After Pesach is all over, after Matzoy Yontev, after Pesach is over, Nemen HaTorah the Chometz is Mutter, so that's when it becomes awesome at the Rabbanan. He has a Chiddush. It doesn't become this Issa de Rabbanan, doesn't set in until after Pesach is over. What's the difference? What's the difference whether the Issa is Chal right away? So he has a situation like this. A man is not observant, and he has chametz in his possession, and he dies in the middle of Pesach. So the chametz goes birusha to his children. So that's the question. Does the chametz go birusha to his children? So the Nadi Behuda thinks that it does not, because the Gemara said earlier, five lines from the bottom. Amar Abloza, it's in Baba Kama also, Chavtes on the base, and it's over here. Shnei Dvar Menem Meshusa Shalom, Asana Kasa Kila Meshusa, Chomets Mishay Shoh Salamayla, Chomets Yefta Chatzois, is also Bahanoa. Pasha Pshat, and Gemara sounds like Yefta Chatzois, Vasan Hakasu Kila Meshusa, sounds like Menatoira, it's also Bahanoa Yefta Chatzois. We just had the Taisus, Taisus said, no, it's only Asa B'Achila after Chatzos. It only becomes Asa B'Hanoa when it comes Laila. We just had that place. In Laila, yeah. The top Taisus on Chof Ches on the base. So Tosfos thinks that the Yisra Achila begins at Chatzos. When it says Tashbisu, means Shaloi Boif, and the Balamar held that when you eat the Chometz, you make the mitzvah Tashbisu. Most of the Shem said, no, Tashbisu means Shaloi Boif and Shalachila. But Tosfos think that the Yisra Hanor, that's the Girsa that we had, that they had in the text of the Gemara, in the third and the fourth line from the top of Chav Chesam and Beis, Mishoshos, Marilos, Manoah, Ason, the Tanakama. That's a Girsa that we have printed in our Gemara. That goes like the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon would not agree. It goes like Rab Yudah, Rab Shimon would not agree. So Tosfos thinks that the Yisra Hanor is only the Rabban, and the Yisra not to keep it in your possession is also only the Rabban. And many other, the Miri quotes, many other Rishonim held now that the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Hanor, when it comes Chatzos and Erev Pesach, they're both within Reb Shimon. They're both also min HaTorah. That's all understood within the phrase of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means it's also Achila, also Hanor. But also Lekaima, that's only mid Rabban. And others seem to assume even also Lekaima is also min HaTorah. All three are min HaTorah. Yeah, the Pashtus is, they seem that they didn't have that girsa on the Tanakhama. The Ran works very hard. The Ran explains, even if you have the girsa, he thinks that it doesn't mean it. He gives a reinterpretation. So again, so here's the Gemara and Vavam at base. The Gemara quotes Rab Lozer and Amur, Shnei Dvar Meinim Shusu Shalodim, Masan Hakasu Kilahem Shusu. One of them is Chomitz Ben Shei Shol Salamayla. So Pashtus Pshat is that because it's also Ba'anoa Minatar. That's the simple Pshat. He's talking on the level of the Raisa. So Rashi says, La b'shusa eina b'shusa shalodim. Rashi says, eina shaloi. Rashi learns, Shnei dvar meinim b'shusa bor b'shusa rabim. You dig a bor b'shusa rabim. The Torah says, bala bor yishalem. How am I the bala bor? The bor, it's in the middle of the b'shusa rabim. It doesn't belong to me. So the Torah declares that I have the status. Since I did asiyas abor, I dug the bor, so I'm the bala bor. So the same thing, chometz is eina shali, Rashi seems to learn. Rashi writes, La b'shusa eina shaloi. We mentioned a few times, the Ktzois and the end of Chosh Mishpat thinks that the Lashon HaGemara is meduik. Eina b'shusa does mean it's eina shaloi. Yisuri hanor are shaloi. You can own Yisuri hanor. The only thing is that it's eina b'shusa because there are two parts to full baila. Full baila is shaloi or b'shusa. You have access, the item is accessible to you. Let's say somebody stole my automobile. I don't know where it is. They drove off with the automobile. I don't know where in the world the automobile is. So the Gemara says the automobile is Shali, but it's Eina B'shusi. B'shusi means that you have accessibility. So if you have chametz in your house, it's Shalcha, but you can't say it's B'shuscha. You don't have accessibility. It's also Ba'anah, so it's Eina B'shusa. So the Ktzais learns in the Gemara Shnei Dvarim Eina B'shusa means literally Eina B'shusa. It is Shalai, but it's Eina B'shusa. And Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, just like Bor B'shusa Rabim is literally in Shaloi, Vasan HaKasu Kila in Shaloi, so Chomitz Min Shei Shol Salamayla, anything that's also Banu is in Shaloi. It can't be ownership. So let's say the father is not observant and the children are Balei Tshuva. So the father has Chomitz in his ownership and he dies in the middle of Pesach. So the father didn't really own the Chomitz according to Chayshim Mishpat. Shnei Dvar Meinu B'shusa means Eina Shaloi. It didn't belong to the father. Asana kasu kilahem b'shusa, so that means that he has a kinyan iser. It's considered as if he owns the chametz with respect to violation of Bal Yirah by Motzeh. But he doesn't really own the chametz. It's really Eina Shaloi. So he tainas that if it's Eina Shaloi, it doesn't go b'irusha. That's a gemara in Gittin that he quotes, that if I have an eved kenaini, Hamafker Abdai, there's one opinion Gemara. Hamafker Abdai Yotzel Lecheres Hefker is only Chala on the Kenyan Mammon. Hefker is not Chala on the Kenyan Issa. So we pass on Hamafker Abdai Yotzel Lecheres Hefker is Chala on the Kenyan Mammon. I have no right to make the Ebed work for me because I no longer own him. I was Mafker the Kenyan Mammon. However, Tzorah gets Shichur. The Ebed still, I still have a Kenyan Issa on the Ebed. So what if I die? I was Mafker Abdai. And I never gave him a shtar shichur. All I have is a kinyan issa, and then I die. There's a gobi yerusha to the yorshim. So the Gemara has there, at least the beginning of the sugya, Gemara says there, yisur lamar isinish libre. A kinyan issa doesn't gobi yerusha. Hilchas yerusha is a choshem mishpat. So you have to own the item in dinim mamanis. If you own property, I own furniture, and I own clothing, and I own a lot of books, I have a library, so whatever I own in dinim mamanis, but goes b'irusha. But if I only own something in Issa v'Heter, I only own the chametz with respect to violation of Balei Rabbi Matz. So the Gemara has a lashon that Yisur Lamar is Inish Libre. If all you have is a Kenyan Issa in the thing, then it doesn't go Birusha. So the Nadi Behuda takes it for granted that the father was not observant and the children are Balei Tshuva. So the father dies on Pesach. So when it came Chatzois, the chametz that he owns doesn't belong to him any longer. And Dini Mominus, he no longer owns the chametz. Ein Shaloi. He's learning like Rashi, not like the Ktzos. Ein Shaloi, Rashi writes, Avol Gomer Beis. But the father has a Kenyan Issa. Then the father dies in the middle of Pesach. See, Yisura Lamar Yisenish Libre. The Kenyan Issa doesn't go B'Yerusha. It didn't have a Kenyan Mammon. So then the Nadi Behuda holds that the Issa Chomet Sha'ova all about Pesach is only Chal after Pesach is over. They're not going to introduce an Issa Hanoah on Pesach. There's an Issa Hanoah and a Torah on Pesach for the duration of the 7 days. So the father died in the middle of Pesach and the children never Yarshined it because there's no Yerusha on a Kenyan Issa. And then when it comes the first moment after Pesach is over, no one is in violation of Balei Rabbi Matzeh. So there's no penalty Midr Rabbanon over there. Wow. There's no penalty Midr Rabbanon over there. He quotes the Mishnah in Nadi Behuda in Chelek Aleph, quotes the Mishnah in Bava Kama. Gozal chometz over all of our Pesach. Somebody stole my chometz. A Jewish person stole my chometz. And over all about Pesach, so after Pesach is over, he can return the chometz and say, "Arei shalach lefanechem." So we usually learn pshat in the Mishnah that despite the fact that the chometz became osabano, chometz over la Pesach is osabano, and he's returning the chometz to me, it's worthless. Chometz before Pesach was worth whatever, $2 for a loaf of bread, and he stole it, so he's chai b'onsin. But whenever he returns it, if he gives back the bien, even if it's worthless, he can still say harei shalach lefanecha, and he doesn't have to pay. So that's the poshut pshat. So Nadi Behuda said that's not what it means. He says the ganef is not the ganef who stole the chametz. The chametz zayin shaloi. So he says the ganef is not in violation of bayura by matz because the chametz doesn't belong to him. There's what the dings up because the Torah says the ganef is chay b'yonson. Kind of is chai b'achrayis on the chometz. That's what we had the top tosfos over here had that idea. Yeah, the top tosfos on chof tesam and aleph says, if I steal chometz from a goy, then gozal min achri hari chai b'achri yusoy. Tosfos assumes a davar poshut that if you steal chometz from a goy, you chai b'achrayis. There's a famous Nesivus. Nesivus wants to say that to steal from a Gezalakim is Aser, but there's no Chiyav Hashava. Once you stole and the thing is not Bien, if I stole from the Akum and I stole an automobile from the Nochri, I still have the automobile. So every minute that I hold on to the automobile, I'm repeating the Isur of Lo Sigzal. So Gezalakim is Aser, I have to give it back. But let's say I stole the automobile from the Nochri and I crashed into a wall, and now the automobile is worthless. It's totally worthless now. So the Nesivus has a chiddush that you're not chayv b'yonson, you're not chayv to pay. Tosfos says not like the Nesivus. Tosfos says gozal min achri are chayv b'achri yusay, but the gor mechomet shechayv b'achri yusay the havi kishaloi. Tosfos said then you violate by yiro by imotze. Yeah. So the Pstenari Bihuda has a Psachidish. He says, if I steal Gozel Chomiz for over all of our Pesach, so he says, the Chomiz doesn't belong to the Ganef. So the Ganef is not in violation of Balei Rabbi Matzeh. The Chomiz belongs to the Nignav, but the Nignav doesn't know where the Chomiz is because the Ganef stole it and he does not have access. The Nignav does not have access to it anymore. So the Chomiz is Shaloi Ve'ena B'shusai of the Nignav. So since it's Eina B'shusai, so there's a Ramban HaChumash, La'iwal HaChomis, La'iwal HaChasar, you only violate Ba'iwa by Matzah if it's Shaloya B'shusai. Just like we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that if something is Shalib, Eina B'shusai, you're not a full Bailam. You can't be Magdashit, and you can't be Givit B'matana, and you can't be Mafkarit, and so on. You can't be Poyda Ma'isusheni, if the Ma'isusheni is Eina B'shusai, if it's stolen. So he said the same over here. You can't violate by matzah unless it's shaloi b'shusim. So the Nadi Behuda has this funny pshat in the Mishnah. It goes, al-chametz v'aval ha-pesach, amalai harish alach l'fanecha. Why? Because it's mutta b'hanoah. Because nobody violated by matzah. We pass like Rove like Reb Shimon, the Chomesh of La Pesach is only awesome in the Rabbanon when somebody violated Ba'yura. So he has a Chiddush. He says the Ganef doesn't violate Ba'yura by Master because Ein Shaloi. Aye, but it's Chai Bachrayis. This is that even if you steal from a Goy, you're Chai Bachrayis. This is said against him. It seems. And certainly if you steal from a Jew, you should be Chai Bachrayis. So he assumes that the ganef is not in violation of Ba'yura by Matzah because Zaina Shaloi. The Nigdam is not in violation of Ba'yura by Matzah because Zaina Bishusai. And the Rabban Chumash says he only violate Ba'yura for Shaloi Bishusai. So that's why Omalah HaReshaloch L'fanecha, because it says Mutta Bahanua. So many people who bought Chelek Aleph of Ben Arib Yehuda corresponded with the author and they said that's not correct. It's Beferish in the Gemara and Bava Kama. Omalah HaReshaloch L'fanecha means despite the fact that it is Asa Banu, I can still say Resh Alach L'fanech. So he has a few tshuvas in the second volume where he sticks to his guns. He's trying to defend his position. It's a difficult position. The Pashtus says that it's not right, that the Chomez does become Asa Banu. It is Chomez Shavu L'Pesach. But that you have it in the Dvar Avraham also, the last rabbi in Kovna. The last Rabbi Kovner who died in the Kovner ghetto when the condition, the sanitary conditions were so terrible. So he died from a sickness before the Nazis would have killed him. They would have killed everybody there. So he has in the first chelik of his tshuvas, the three chalokim, third chelik was printed after he died. So the first chelik, he has a chiddush, that if you have two brisin on the same day, one is a mila bismana, one is a mila shaloi bismana, so you should first do, the moil should first do the mila shaloi bismana. The classical poskim say not so. Since one is a mila bismana, that's a mitzvah bishlei musa. The mila shaloi bismana is a mitzvah shaloi bishlei musa. So if you have two mitzvahs and one is more choshev than the other, Tore b'shein and Tore kodim, mekudish v'ein and mekudish kodim. So the mitzvah of mila bizman is a mitzvah b'shlei musa. Mila shalai bizman is a mitzvah shalai b'shlei musa. So the classical poskim say that you should, and that's the minig is like that. You do the mila bizman first, because that's a mitzvah b'shlei musa. So the Dvar Avraham was prepared to take on the whole world. His chiddush was not, it's a sharp chiddush, but has not been accepted. The minig is not like the Dvar Avraham. So he said you should do the mila shalai bizman first. Because a mila bismana mikra, then you have all day long. Kalayam kula kosher lemila elus zizim magdim lemitzus. To do the bris as early as possible is only a hider of zizim magdim lemitzus. But if you have the mila shaloi bismana, it's supposed to be done yesterday or last week or a month ago. Then you over b'chol rega. That's his suggestion. Maybe you're over every minute that you postpone. You're over b'chol rega. So if the moel has two brisin on the same day, let him do the mila shaloi bismana first. That's more important because the father's going to be mevatla mitzvah every minute that he delays. But the second bris should be the mila bismanim. Ikaradin, you have all day long for that. So in the second volume of the Dvar Avraham, he tries to defend his position because many rabbanim corresponded with him. They disagreed with that. So he has a few essays in the second volume where he's trying to defend what he wrote in the first volume. That's the Nari Bihud also has like that. He has on this piece, and Gozal Chometz Ravala Pesach, so he had to defend his position. Pashtus says that it's not correct what he said. But this is a chiddush that he has. He thinks that the penalty of the Rabbanan, Chometz Shaava Olava Pesach, doesn't take effect the first moment when Pesach sets in. And I own the Chometz and I violate by Rabbi Matzah. I would have thought that the penalty of the Rabbanan already sets in. So he said, what do you mean it sets in? Chometz but Pesach has also been in our Torah. The Rabbanan not going to superimpose another Issa that it's also Banoa Lioil and Void. So Nadi Behuda assumes that the penalty is only Chal the list after Pesach is over. The first moment after Pesach is over and there's no longer an Issa deraisa that the Chometz is also Banoa. So now if it belonged to someone the last minute of Pesach, then there's a penalty with the Rabbanan Chometz Shal Pesach. But if the father died, the father was not observing. The father owned the chametz at the beginning of Pesach. He violated Ba'yura by Matzah. He died in the middle of Pesach. So he assumes that the children don't yarshin it because Yisuri HaNoah is not shaloi. He holds like Rashi. who learns the Gemara literally. Surround is not Shaloi. All the father had was a Kenyan Iser. Kenyan Iser doesn't go Beirusha, only a Kenyan moment. So when it comes to the last moment of Pesach, the Chometz doesn't belong to anybody because the father's not alive and the children never yarshened it, so they don't have the Kenyan Iser. So nobody violates by Rabbi Matz. So the Chometz will be Mutabano. That's a big Kiddush. Pashtus is not so. So what do Rabbi Chaim Yankov suggest? That what? That the chometz of Hegdish, if the din would have been, if the din is like Reb Yudah, chometz Shavala Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, so it's worthless. So there's nothing to pay because the Gizber can't sell it to a Jew. It's Asabano now, and it'll be Asabano later. And can't sell it to a goy because you can't rely on the goy that is not going to feed it to the dog. And we can't rely, we'll only sell it to the goy. He should be part of the hegdish while we'll be watching to see that he should eat it. He shouldn't feed it to the dog. Tosis says we're afraid to do that. We may fall in. The goy may feed it to the dog. So the chometz is worthless because you always establish shavis kamahu shavalim kabashuk. It's not shava anything. We can't sell it to a Jew, and we don't allow him to sell it to a goy. But if you all like Reb Shimon, the chometz she'ova all of HaPesach is only awesome with the Rabbanim because he violated by Rabbi Matzeh, so the Gizbah Shal Hegdish will wait till after Pesach, and then he'll auction it off and sell it to a Jew. So that's the machlekes. The second Tana who says, V'yosham im loy mo'al, that Tana holds like Reb Yudah. The Chomet Shavu La Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, even if nobody violated by your Rabbi Matz. And the Tanakama says that the Moal, Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon. That Chomet Shavu La Pesach doesn't apply. The Chomet Shal Hegdish. Here the Chomet was Hegdish. Then Rav Ashi gave a different shot. That what? Somebody was Moal Behegdish, they ate the Chomet Shal Hegdish on Pesach. And kamu shavalim kumbashuk, it's worth on Pesach. You can sell it to a Jew on Pesach, but the Jew is not allowed to eat it, but the Jew can get hanor from it. If you hold like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, chomets b'Pesach is muta b'hanor. So the Tanakhama says, Moal, that goes like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that has shavius, because it's muta b'hanor. So the Jew can get hanor, la'sika tachas tavshiloi. And the Yeshamim, Loi Moal, who's Yeshamim? Yeshamim Loi Moal is the Ruba de Ruba of the Tanoim would say Loi Moal, because you don't consider the Shabbos that it's going to have after Pesach. It has to be Mekom Evashaita. Shabbos that it has right now. Shabbos that it has right now, it's also Bano now. So the Jews can't be paid. They can't buy it. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, the last four lines. Mikan Mochiachri. The bottom Tosis on Chav Tosis and Beis. The last one, the Kamachiach Ri, what do you mean? We're going to auction off to the highest bidder, the Chometz B'Pesach. If you all like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Chometz B'Pesach is Muta B'Hano, so a Jew will buy it. What do you mean? A Jew will buy it. He'll be in violation of Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh. A kind of Chometz B'Pesach is Rabbi Yisrael Glili also agrees as a din of Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh. So how can you say that it's worth money because you can sell it to the Jew? So mikam achiach ri shamash chametz bepesach v'daita levara ein oiva b'isashia. There's no violation of Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh. Wow. So then Tosis says, "V'taima mishum." The last line and the reason why there's no violation of Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh mishum the Bal Yerah is alav ani tekle esei. It says on the side. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's Tzadikem et Aleph. We have it Tzadikem et Aleph in parentheses in the Gemara. But even if you remove the parentheses just spells out the pshat more explicitly. Even if you remove the parentheses, it's mashma from the Gemara anyway. That it's a lavik. It's the last three lines on the daf on Tzadikem et Aleph. Last three lines on the Amud. And Tosis says the bottom Tosis there Tzadikem et Aleph says mikam mashma kamosha birishivi perikol shor. That's how Tosis by Rabbi Matzeh is a lava nitek leesek. Yes, so Tosis explains, why is it not Bal Yerah Bai Matzeh if I buy chometz from the Gizber intending to burn it, la'sika tachas tavshila? If you're like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, chometz b'pesach is muta b'ano, so I'm permitted to buy the chometz from the Hegdish, from the Gizber shel Hegdish, al menas to be masika tachas tavshila. I what's with Bal Yerod by Matze? The Tosafot explains, since it's a lav hanitek le'esei, Bal Yerod is a lav hanitek le'esei. So every, that's what Tosafot sounds like. Every case where you have a lav hanitek le'esei, it's permissible to violate the lav melechatchila if you plan to fulfill the essay later. So the Shagazari asks on Tosafot, what in the world are they talking about? There's a din loy sigzal. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzia loy sigzal, I feel it goes on manos lahashiv. Let's say I want to give the person a donation. So he's a poor man and he needs tzedakah. He's embarrassed. It's beneath his dignity to take tzedakah. So I do a shtick. So I steal $1,000 from him in order to have to pay kefil. I do it l'shem shamayim. So the Gemara says hagoynev mechavera amanas l'shalom lo kefil is also in violation of l'signav. Or hagoynev amanas l'hachzir. I steal just in order to aggravate somebody. Then I'm going to give it back later. So I'm going to give it back. I'm going to be mekayem the eser the heshev is hagzelo. So the Gemara said that it's also the pasuk pshat the Gemara that it's an isa deraisa. That's what the Shagasari Tain is against Tosis. How can Tosis give this as the rationale? This is the hezba why Masha Chomes Amanas Leva Aroi. There's no violation of Bal Yeroi because Bal Yeroi is a Labanitek Le'esei, but Lo Sigzel is also a Labanitek Le'esei, the Gemara says. And to steal Amanas to give it back is not allowed. So the Ktsois in Hilchas Geneva quotes a Ritvo and Bovim Etzia. I think Tishit Mubetzis quotes this Ritvo. That goes, how can it be that it's an Issa deraisa? People do it all the time. The children in school, they always steal the pens or the pencils from each other just to aggravate the other one, and then they give it back later on. So how can it be that everybody's violating an Issa deraisa? So the Ritva says it's only an Asmachta Midirabbanan. And that answers the Kasha. So it's an Issa Midirabbanan. So how does it come that everybody violates the Issa Midirabbanan? And the whole taina of the Ritva, he asked the Kasha, how can it be that it's a real Issa deraisa? People do it every day. Some of my best friends talk Lashon Hara every day of the year. And it means that it's mutter. It's aser. But my father, Zechon Levach, he used to teach in Stern College for many years. So I remember one year they asked him to teach a course, halacha. So he asked him to teach a course, all the dinim that the married women have to know. So he was teaching the dinim of Taras HaMishpach, and then he was saying about the married women have to cover their hair. So at that time, there was a woman who was the dean of Stern College, Dean Isaacs, Elizabeth Isaacs. So she called my father into the office. She said she doesn't think he should talk about that din because so many rabbanim in the yeshiva, they have their wives don't cover their hair. So my father said, but the din is still a din. We tell a dinim of Lashon Hara also. Even though many rabbanim talk Lashon Hara, we have to tell the children what the dinim are and hope that the children will observe the dinim. So what does it help over here? That's the funny Ritva. The Ritva says, Goynev amanas lahachzir can't be an Issa deraisa because people do it all the time. So it's a right that it's only an asmachta midrabbanim. So that now it does make sense. All the Jews violate the Issa derabbanim. People talk Lashon Hara all the time. It's an Issa deraisa. There's no head. Anyway, this is a problematic Tosis. This last line in Tosis is problematic Tosis. But that's Muchach and the Gemara like that. Yeah. Rabbi Chana Rassman has an interesting comment. I was wondering about that myself. Let's say, what's the din? Let's say you have a house and the house is for sale. You want $1 million for the house. So I'll give you $1 million, but I don't want to own the house. So I'll give you $1 million that you should be mafka the house. Fine. So you get the money and you mafka the house. So can you do that by hegdish? Can I give a hegdish owns chametz and a Jew will be paid the chametz? He says, I don't want to own the chametz. I want hegdish to own the chametz. Hegdish owns the chametz. I want to give, let's say, the loaf of bread costs $2. And you hold like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the chametz but Pesach is muta bahano. So I want to give $2 to the gizbar that he should be mafker. He should be mafker the chametz now. And I'll be able, it'll be chametz shel hefke. It won't belong to me. I won't buy it. And I'll be able to hasika tachas tavshila. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Agli, the chametz bePesach is muta b'hanoa. I won't own it. I didn't want to buy it. I'll just give $2 to the gizbar. He should be mafkirit. So Tosis doesn't visualize. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. It has the chametz has shabbos. Chametz has shabbos. Apparently, that's not called shabbos. Kama hu shava limka bashuk is only if you can sell it to someone. So to sell it to a nochri, we don't allow because and put him zakach machil in the klavim. You're not allowed to sell it to the nochri. And Tosfos says we can't trust the nochri that he's gonna eat it himself lefanenu because we're afraid that he may not. He may feed it to the dogs. So we can't sell it to the nochri. And sell it to the Jews. There's no violation about your Rabbi Matzit, Tosfos said, because Amaras Levara. So if you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, that even Mashach Hamas Amaras Levara, there's also a violation about your Rabbi Matzit. How can you read the Gemara? So what are you going to say? But the Chametz is worth $2. The Gizbar can auction it off to the highest bidder. Someone will give him $2. He should be mafkirit. Apparently, that's not, it can't. Apparently, there is no such thing. The whole idea of pidyon hegdish means it belongs to me. If I buy it, then it belongs to me. If I buy the hegdish and it belongs to me, then the kedushas hegdish goes off. What do you mean? I'm giving money to hegdish that the gizbar should be mafkirit. Yeah, it's not a balabas to be mafkir. He's a balabas to auction it off to the highest bidder. So if I buy it, then it belongs to me. Then the kedusha disappears. But if I'm not buying it, I'm giving him $2, he should be mafkir. He's not a balabas to be mafkir. That's what you see from Tosfos. There is no such thing. It can't be paid a hegdish that I want to remove the kedushas hegdish. I'm giving the gizbar $2 to be remove the kedushas hegdish. How does it remove it? If I give it as the meha mekach, I'm paying $2 for the chametz, and the chametz belongs to me. So when it belongs to me, no longer belongs to hegdish. That's why it's yotze lechulin. If something belongs to a hedyot, something belongs to a private person, it can't have kedushas hegdish on it. Kozman, it belongs to hegdish, has kedusha. But if I'm going to say I'm going to give $2 to the gizbar, that it should be yotze lechulin, but it doesn't belong to me. What do you mean yotze lechulin? Gizbar is not a balabas to be mafkirit. There is no such thing as pidyon hegdish. Just to remove the kedusha from the kedusha should go on the $2, and the hegdish shouldn't belong to me. The kedusha goes off because it belongs to me. That's what you see from Tosfos. Yeah, Rabbi Chanan is right. You see that from the Tosfos. Okay, that was just to finish the old Gemara that we learned.
Is it Rabbi? So how does the Shagas Aryeh understand the Gemara? I mean, doesn't Tosfos have a good raya?
I don't know. It's a good tekasha. How does he read the Gemara? I don't know. I have to look in the Shagas Aryeh again. That's a famous Shagas Aryeh. You got to take a look. How then can you read the Gemara? I don't know. You can say it's a special din in Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh. Maybe he, one can say like Tosfos, but the way they give the Hezbah, the time I'm shum, the Bal Yerah Nita Klasei, so they generalize it. They say every case of Lav Anita Klasei, there's nothing wrong if you do the Lav intending to be misakinet, to do the essay later. So that itain is that's wrong. But it could be that it's a local svar in Bal Yerah, but why should it be? It won't be the reasoning that Tosfos gave. It's not a universal reason because Lavandita class. It's a local reason over here. Bal Yerah by Matz is Gzeir Shem Yoichal. But if he buys it on Manas Levaroi, Kain on Manas Levaroi, then by definition there's no violation of Bal Yerah. By was Gzeir Shem Yoichal, that's what the Ran said. By was Gzeir Deraisa. That's how he read the Pasuk. It says, Because one who eats chametz is an isakari, so the Torah made a siyog. It's a siyog shasa Torah le'devareha. The Torah says a siyog. You shouldn't have it in your possession. But if you bought it melechatchilam and asked to burn it, maybe then the siyog doesn't apply. So maybe it's a local svar over here, but it's not the general din. It's not a din by every lav anita glasi that you're allowed to violate it. I have to take a look. What does the Shagas Aryeh say? So the next Gemara we started, just to review again, there is a machlekes hatanoim in Parshas Achrei Mois. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does parachatas hashaloi and the soyer lashem. So he does the zrika in first the parachatas hashaloi in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of the kapoiris, vizala kapoiris, achzalamayla v'sheva lamata, then he does the dama soyer. Then in front of the parochas, achzal ma'al l'sheva l'mata from the dama par dama sir. And then ma'arvin l'kronis. Then he does the zrikas on the four kanis on mizbech ha'pnimi. Mizbech ha'pnimi is the mizbech ha'ktoris. It says you're not allowed to be makri of any other karbonis there. Only achas pashana once a year. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur does the zrikas adam from the parachatas and the soil achatas. So the Gemara says we pass kan locha ma'arvin l'kronis. He mixed together the dama par and the dam asur. So the Tanaim said, Adov yaduhu, shadam apar meruba mi dam asur. There's much more, par is a big fat animal, so is a skinny animal. So there's going to be much more dam in the dam apar. If you want, you can rig it, so it'll be more dam asur than dam apar. Hold it under the par only for 2 seconds. Hold the klisharas under the soyer for a few more seconds, so you'll have more dam asur than dam apar. But it's highly unlikely it's going to be 50-50. Either it's going to be Roiv Damapar or it's going to be Roiv Damasar. The odds of having exactly 50-50 is highly unlikely. One chance in a million. How can it be that it's going to be exactly Machza Machza? So whichever one is in the Roiv, in the normal course of events, the Damapar is Meruba Mi Damasar. So the normal course of events, the one that's less than 50% should be bottled by Roiv. There's not enough. So how are you yotze the mitzvah? He's a medam apar medam asor. Whichever is in the miut, usually be the dam asor will be in the miut. So the miut should be bottled beroy. What are you going to say? Tam ki ikar. So it's not bottled. It's dam vidam. It has the same tam. It has the same flavor. Has the same flavor. And anyway, the whole din of tam ki ikar only applies. That's what we had a rasha mishnayis and tful yom. That the only time you talk about Tam Ki Iker is when, with respect to an Isra Achila. Since if you eat the whole Taruvus, you'll taste the Miut. So then I say Tam Ki Iker. But if you're talking about just being Maza on the Mizbech, being Zerk on the Mizbech, so the whole concept of Tam Ki Iker that has no application whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Hadav v'yaduhu shadam apar meruba midam asor. So how is the Kohen Gadol ever mikayim the mitzvah? He's a midam apar midam asor. It's ma'arvan l'kronis. If you mix all the dam together, you do the zrik on the four corners of the mizbech ha'pnim, and then you do sheva al taharish on the mizbech. You do seven zrikas. The Kohen Gadol does seven zrikas on the roof, on the top of the mizbech ha'pnim. So the dam asor will always be baltim rav. So Reb Yudah says, here is a raya. The min minim b'mashu. So Tosis writes in a few places, this din of Rabbi Yudah min minim b'mashu is only by lach b'lach. It doesn't apply to yavish b'yavish. They're talking about dam b'dam, yayim b'yayim, mayim b'mayim. Whenever it's lach b'lach. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudah, and they hold that min b'mino is not b'mashu. I what do you do to psukim hizam dam apar medam asor? If you mix it together. So the answer is mikan la'olin shema batlum zezeh. Since they're both supposed to be nizrak on the mizbech, there's no conflict between the two. The only time you say bitl b'roiv if there's a contradiction, one is mutar b'achila, one is asur b'achila. One is supposed to be nizrak on mizbech, one is not supposed to be nizrak. So then the miut is bottle b'roiv. But if it's all there's no clash, there's no conflict between the two. So then you don't say bitl b'roiv. There's such a din, let's say you have a bezna of three in dini mominus. From that pasuk, acharam lahatas, you learn out a few dinim. First of all, the original pasuk goes, if there's a split vote in the bezin, two dayanim say that Reuven or Shimon money, and one dayan disagrees, so you go basaroiv. Then also included in the pasuk is that there's a din of bitl beroiv, acharam lahatas. Then there's a third din, you learn out from the pasuk, that you say ruba kukula. When you drink, let's say, when you have a din of ruba kukula, when you drink arba kaisa, so if you drink rive kais, so rive kais is considered as if he drank the whole kais, yeah. Where do you have dinim on the level of the rice? Arba kaisis is only by the rabbanim. Where do you have a din on the level of the rice, ruba kukula, when you shech the behemah? So you're supposed to shech the kona and the veshed. So if you shech the rive kona and the rive veshed, so ruba kukula. It's also based on that pasuk. Everything's learned out from that pasuk. So let's say you have a split vote and a din Torah din Mammon is two dayanim say chayiv, and the third dayan doesn't say potter. The third dayan says any adeya. I take everything into consideration and I can't be machriya. So the Mishnah says the one who says any adeya can't be outvoted. If two say chayiv and one says potter, so there's a clash between the two. So then you say that when there's a clash, so you say the roiv wins. But if there's no clash, he says maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So then you have to be Osifa Dayanim. You have to add more Dayanim. And then you'll get a vote. But the one who says any there is not a contradiction to the other two. So the same thing, if you have Mikanda Oilin, Shema Batlan Zazel, the Dama Pan, the Dama Sor, is supposed to be Zorik, all of the Dama and the Mizbeach. So since there's no clash between the two, so that's why the Chachamim say that there's no Bittel Bereif. So that's a Machleg Zabud in the Rabban. And it's a machlokes hatanoim, a machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yudah Rabban, and a machlokes amoraim, had a paskin. And our daf, you have Rabbi Shmuel Damit Rabbayhu. The Gemara says over here, right in the middle of Chav Tesam Beis, the line begins with the Rabbi Shmuel Damit Rabbayhu, goes to Mishabatar, Mimimimine, Bamashu. They paskin like Rabbi Yudah, they paskin like that Shita. And Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, the Gemara quotes later, Mark quotes later, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yechon Litanei, the Rabbi Yechon Vishlokish Dam Tavai, called the Sumer Shabbatur, Ben Mimina Menshel, Mimina Benois and Tam, that there is no such thing that Mimina Bemashu. They don't agree. So you have a Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabban, you have Machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel hold that din is like Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Yechon Vishlokish hold that din is like the Chachamim, that Mimina is bottle. So how do you pasken over here? So Rabbi says on my Rabbi, the top line on Laman Amaral, Hilchas HaChametz Bizmada Ben Bein Shlev Mina B'mashu Ki Rav, sounds like he holds like Rav, then Mim B'mina B'mashu, and he makes it Zera, Mim B'shein Amino, Ata Mim B'mina, because of Chumad HaChametz. So that's if you have the Girsa Ki Rav, that's what it sounds like. So that's why Rashi Paskins, Shema Amino, the Posak Rabbi, the top Rashi, and there's the quotes from the Rashi and Chulin. Pasuk Rashi Bechulin, but the Rashi, we have it printed over here also. Rashi says, since Rabbi says like that, so that's the din, that mim mimin b'mashu. And the Bali Atosa disagreed. They think you don't pass mim mimin b'mashu. Pashta says, mim mimin b'mashu is like that. Said, it's only by lach balach. By yavish b'yavish, there's no shayla. So one of the sources, here, take a look. In the top tesis, you have narrow lines and medium-sized lines and very wide lines. So the last medium-sized line before the wide line, before the very wide line, says, maybe Rabbeinatam Raya. Rabbeinatam proves the behed yisviri le'le rabba. Rabba holds beferish. The perigin anashim min b'mina b'shishim. The ko'omar, Rabba says, sometimes you say b'taima, is bottle b'shishim. Sometimes you say sometimes we have someone taste it to see if it has a tam. Sometimes you say in Ichishim, and sometimes you say b'mashu. Okay. Sometimes b'roif. Okay. So Rabbi says, min b'minoi, the leka l'meka mataima, then you say that it's b'shishim. So that's his taina against Rashi. How can Rashi say that Rabbi holds la'loche like Reb Yudah, the min b'minoi, is b'mashahu? Rabbi says over there, b'miminoi is b'shishim. B'miminoi is b'shishim. It doesn't say b'mashahu. So that's Rabbi Natam's proof that Rashi is wrong. So then a few lines later, Tosis is discussing the topic. Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. The sixth wide line. The line begins with the word Yechanan, the Sova b'nais and Tam. So they say, "Bahalochas gedolah shel aspamia." There were different kisve yad of the bahag. Now they put out a bahag that had they put together all the different kisve yad. It could be that they were written by different people, because each bahag has a different version, a different halachas. So it's a problem who wrote it. Okay, it's anyway a problem who wrote the bahag. They say, "Ubahag shel aspamia," from Spain, whatever. Pasuk, the chaticha b'chatichas benois and tam. He proves it from that Rava that they quoted before, that the Rabbeinu Tam quoted. What is the relevance of that line? How does this fit in with the rest of the Tosfos? I think Tosfos means to say the Rabbeinu Tam thought from that Gemara is a beferish Rai that Rabbah holds bimid min alach balach is b'shishim. Bimid min a b'shishim. Yeah. So now he says the Bahak says it doesn't go lach balach. It goes on yovish b'yovish. Chaticha b'chatichas. Menosin tam. And ma'isim mid the Rabbah. Pergin anoshin. So we say like the Bahag and Aspamya. So Rabbah over there b'chalal is not talking about. He's not talking about lach balach. So there's nothing to do with the topic of bimid mina. I think that's what Tosfos means. But that's a mechudish dik shita, the Bahag shal aspamya, because we usually assume that yovish b'yovish, chaticha b'chatichas is what we call yovish b'yovish. Yovish b'yovish, if it's min b'mino, it's chad b'trei bottle. The only time you need shishim, if it's min m'she'ena mino, zer Hashem yivashel. Min b'mino should always be chad b'trei, should be bottle. But it's min m'she'ena mino, so we're afraid maybe there'll be, if you say it's bottle, maybe there'll be mevashel everything together, then it'll be nice and tam. So mid the rabbanon, if it's yavish biyavish mid mishena mina, you need shisha mid the rabbanon. But if it's yavish biyavish mid minai, so then the din is menator mid the rabbanon. Din is chad betray is bottle. Here they quote a Bahag, who interprets that the first very wide line in the Tosfos. They're quoting Rava from Perigit Anosha. He says mid b'mina b'shishim. He says it's talking bim b'mina chaticha b'chatichas. It's talking yavish b'yavish and you need shishim. We don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. So the Bahag has a funny shita that even yavish b'yavish, chaticha b'chatichas, bim b'mina, you need shishim. It's only with the Rabbanan. It's not minatar. Yeah, but I think that's what they're driving at. They're saying, according to the Bahag Shalas Pamya, Rabbeinu Tam's right falls off because the whole issue, the whole machlokes hatanoim, where the mim mimina b'mashu hu anat, is only when it's lach b'lach, when it's yavish b'yavish, nobody holds that it's b'mashu hu. And the Bahag Shel Aspamya interpreted that gemara that it's mim b'minai b'shishim, the lek l'meka mataima, you need shishim. The pashtus is if mim mimina, you don't need shishim. Okay, maybe we will stop here. So again, I think it's a good plan. I think the next Gemara is also important. Quoted in Yeridei Halacha Lamaisa, Lamed Amud Aleph. I'd like to learn till Lamed Amud Beis to the Mishnah on the bottom. And then we'll leave out for a while. Maybe we'll go back to it. We'll see. Then we should skip right now till Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. One of the Gemaras here I quoted already a few times. Here there's a Gemara. Take a look on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. Hechidam kegon da achmetz b'mechuber. The Gemara says there's such a possibility. The grain was growing and the ground still attached, and it turned into chametz. It was raining, and the kernels of grain became chametz while they're attached to the ground. So the Minchas Chinuch points out this Gemara. It's possible to have achmetz b'mechuber, but nobody held this. A machlokes is how far back do you have to have shmura? Shmura mishas lisha, when you mix in the water. Oshmura the Rosh says Mishas Tchina, because they used to use a water mill, so the water is going to splash on the flour. So it's the same Shmura Mishas Lisha. Today we don't do Tchina with a water mill. We have electricity. So Shmura Mishas Lisha. Or do you say you need Shmura Mishas Kitzira? Why Mishas Kitzira? Because it's highly unlikely that it's going to become chametz while it's still attached to the ground. There is a possibility. The Gemara says there is such a possibility. Achmetz ben Mechuba. But the Minchas Chinuch says it's so far-fetched, you're not mechuyev to be choshish for that. If you see it turn into chametz ben mechuber, so be it. Then it's chametz. They can't use it. They can't use it on Pesach. And even though after you detach it from the ground, it can become chametz when it's betolish, but it's also highly unlikely. It's much more unlikely achmetz ben mechuber. So no one is choshish. Nobody says that you need shmur mishas zriya. By the time they plant the grain in the ground, nobody says like that. So that's why Mikra Din, we really paskan that Shmur Mishas Ketzir is a Chumrah, because it's highly unlikely that it's going to become chametz until after you ground it up and you made it into flour and you mix the flour with water. So Mikra Din, it's enough Shmur Mishas Lisha. So we mentioned that Gemara. And there are other Gemaras here that are important in Dini Mominus in the Zikin, but maybe we'll leave it out temporarily at least. And after we get to the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis, then we'll skip to Lamed Hei Med Aleph to learn the Dinim of Chametz and Matz. Matz and Mar. Dinim of Matz and Mar. Okay, good.